You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After oral arguments were heard February 8th in Donald Trump's 14th Amendment eligibility case, some legal scholars voiced concerns that the pending decision could have dangerous consequences. Justices Kagan and Coney Barrett expressed skepticism that the framers would intentionally grant a power to the states that could change the outcome of a national election. But Edward Foley of Ohio State University wrote in The Atlantic that the 14th Amendment intentionally gave states this power to prevent a rekindling of Confederates in power, however messy it might be. When asked what precedents there was for the Colorado decision, the plaintiff's attorney cited one 1868 case where the governor of Georgia disqualified a candidate for the U.S. House. But Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington cites seven other cases, only two with convictions, where the 14th Amendment Section 3 was used by states to disqualify federal, state, or local candidates. In the federal cases, Congress refused to seat those candidates after an election. Election law scholar Richard Hassan of UCLA Law's Safeguarding Democracy Project suggests in Slate that if Trump should be convicted in federal court in one of his other cases, a SCOTUS decision ducking the 14th Amendment sets up a dangerous scenario where Trump wins the election, but a Democrat-controlled Congress disqualifies him and keeps him from office after the election. We have links to these articles at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.